I think it's very important that we should start with thinking. And I don't think we are going to be very long this morning. Because yesterday, in this meeting, when we looked at the submission, everyone had a chance to speak. And we allowed everyone to debate a point. I think our new member actually asked, you know, that it could come to a compromise on certain things. Yes, we have an honorable member that's new, brand new. And I think today, if there is a need for a bit of discussion, I will allow it, but not long. I will allow it. Because I think there's still one key point. And my instructions this morning to the department, I thank you for the extra work you did, for you came with an amendment. Our approach will be exactly the same as yesterday. We will start with section one. But before we start with section one, I would like to know from the members, because normally people don't do it, and we're going to vote on it tomorrow, the long cycle of the world. We must be sure that everyone is satisfied with the long cycle of the world, and that it is the way we want it to be. Because I don't think there were any comments on this long cycle. But just make sure that by tomorrow morning you are satisfied. So, Mr. Yates, I don't think it's necessary to introduce your team. Everyone knows each other. We were together yesterday. Let's start with the this goal. And let's start from section one. In front of you, you should have amendments proposed as a page, two pages. And then the bill in hand will be D-36-2010. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. You just want me to speak to the amendments that were proposed yesterday on the document. Okay, I'll do so. We have amended the definition of education institution, and the word. Okay. It's not in here. The first one that is proposed on section one, that the definition ends after 1996. It's unfortunately not in here, but we will on the agreed bill include it in the agreed A list. Then I'll go straight to the next one. It's on page four. Line 52, and that's the insertion of the word contemplated in chapter 4. We've omitted TASA because this refers to this amendment of TASA, and it refers to the amendment of that particular act. And it's also consistent with the current use in the existing act. where you don't say in the Act that you refer to the Sharta, but you just refer to it, the specific provision in that Act. Then the next one is on page 5, in line 5, and the word any is omitted there, and it's substituted with a finance. So the sentence will then read, a member of a finance committee or delegation of the governing body in order to manage any matter that has financial implications for the school. Then the next one is on, it's in clause 11 on page 5, that's in line 38. And after time, the wording is, the following wording is inserted, determined by a governing body in terms of section 21F. That is the most appropriate place to put that specific provision, because you will also see further in clause 3 that same wording is there, but the feeling is that because you start off with referring to school time, that it rather be inserted in the first line and not under 3. So that's determined by governing body in terms of section 21F is then inserted after school time, and that particular phrase is taken out in clause 3. So 33A1 will then read, no party political activities may be conducted at the school during school time, determined by a governing body in terms of section 21F. And 3 will read, a member of a political party may not, for the purpose of conducting party political activities, encroach on the school time, school stop. And then the next one is clause 12. That's on page 6, line 5, and we omit paragraph A. And sorry, it's page 6. I beg your pardon. It's page 6 in line 4. Okay, so that whole specific paragraph will then come out because the MEC of finance is not part of the chain of voices to be consulted. And then again on page 6, this is line 11, to omit subsection 4 and to substitute it with the following paragraph. A governing body may, with the approval of the member of the executive council, lease, burden, convert, or alter immovable the property of the school to provide for school activities or to supplement the school funds of that school. And 2, Roman 2, allow any person to conduct any business on school property to supplement the school funds. And then the B part will then read, a governing body may not allow any activity on school property that is hazardous or disruptive to learners or prohibited by this Act. The whole numbering there will change, so it will be, there will only be an A and a B, and not A, B, C, and D. And then the last one is clause 19. That paragraph will be reformulated to read, must manage, so that's on page 8 from line 5, to is to omit paragraph 4 and to substitute it with a new paragraph 4. The new subsection 4 of section 5, and it will read, may manage within its available resources the continuing professional teacher development system. That will be the formulation. As was the, so yeah, I beg your pardon, must manage within its available resources the continuing professional teacher development system. Thank you.
And you got the last clause, please.
Clause 23,
the short title,
substituted with 2011, not 2010, 2011.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard. There's nothing more that you'd like to add?
Just with in connection to the long title. Yeah, we'll have to delete that to provide for consultation with the Minister of Finance before uniform norms and standards are determined. It's line 1, 2, 3, 4. No, sorry, that's not the right one. Okay.
Line 14, what?
1, 2, 3, 4.
The loan issue.
That is to deal with the issue of the loan, where the Minister of Finance is not required anymore. So it will be to require the approval of the member of the Executive Council and the member of the Council responsible for finance.
Yes. And is there something
else for the
second
line
on the second
bullet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's on the second bullet, yes. The warranty is for Executive Finance.
It's not the first one.
Look at the first one. That will be on line 1, 2, 3, 4. The Minister of Finance may speak to the loan. That one should come out soon.
So the first one where they speak of the minimum norms and standards, that one stays?
Which one?
That is on line 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
That one stays?
Yeah.
Further down, you will see to require the, I think this is line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. To require the approval of the member of the Executive Council and the member of the Executive Council responsible for finance before a governing body may enter into any loan or overdraft agreement.
So
supplement the school fund, that one has gone up to. That will also have to change?
Yes, I'll change it now.
Okay.
Do you people just make certain with your long title? Now, what are you changing it to?
We'll have to change it. We'll have to change it to manage. Same as we got it in 19,
yes.
So the exact wording we'll use.
Yeah, to manage. Just to read the exact wording. Must manage which seems available resources. Everyone satisfied with a long title for the family? No discussion. Yes, I'll ask a question. I would like everyone to listen. The honourable member would like to ask a question.
Colleagues to join in, but I will start off.
Yes.
My view is that we may have a challenge in the respect of the constitutionality of that provision if you put that in. The educators does have the right in terms of the constitution to go and strike, and that there's also the right to join a trade union and to participate in the activities of that trade union. Now, we've got a collective agreement agreed to in the LRC where the employer and educators have agreed to give educators time off during school time to attend union activities. Now, currently, how it's managed is that yesterday Mr. Kobo referred to contact time. Now, the management of it in such a way that it does, the educators get time off not to compromise the contact time or the teaching time. To attend union activities. Now, I understand there is currently abuse that in the system, but that is something that needs to be managed, and disciplinary action needs to be taken where rules are transgressed. That is the one issue. Now, the second one relates to the strike. Teachers may go and strike during school time and to attend union activities. Now, that constitutional right may be in conflict with this if we say union activities must not be conducted during school time. So what if there's a strike and teachers pick us off So those are union activities. So they're allowed to pick it also on the school property. So those are my views. I don't know if my colleagues wish to add.
First, yeah, I
thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Mayor. I'm Muridishan Ramafoko. The issue of time off allocated to educators to participate in union activities and is built by experts into or is featured into or factored into the issue, the whole issue of contact time, in the sense that even if teachers use their 8 hours effectively allocated to them in terms of the labor relations agreements, collective agreements in the ELRC, that should not impact on the teaching time, because curriculum is designed in such a manner to allow that 8 hours to be utilized for that purpose. So, as Mr. Lekas correctly pointed out, if we put on a restriction in terms of how we would regulate the participation, that would certainly be in conflict with the constitutional rights and the collective agreements that we currently have in the ELRC. Thank you.
I agree with what my colleague is saying. Just to look at the Labor Relations Act as well. The Labor Relations Act is contrasted in practice of collective bargaining, collective employment law, because employment law is based on two premises. One, the individual relationship between an employer and employer, and collective. So all the employees act together as an employer. And so that collective strength is what gives the bargaining power. Now, in various sections of the LRA, it actually sets out when unions or shopkeepers, for lack of a better term, have access to the workplace and how they have to acquire permission from the employer and all these procedures that need to be complied with. So it's not the case that law makes provision for unions to come into alternatives during school hours to do all these things. I think what my colleague said is perhaps it's not managed properly, perhaps it's a and so perhaps what we're trying to do is to actually think that the truth of bad management. But there is an inflation that we didn't have in the future. So it's covered by the LRA. It's not an issue that was raised before. The LRA sets out quite nicely the labor rights that flow from this. In terms of law, we use an indicator, as my colleague just said, there's a collective agreement. And in terms of labor law, a collective agreement trumps the relationship between the employer and the employer is later. So that's all clear. The law is there. Everything is in place. It's the operations and the abuse.
Take that point.
Okay.
Now, So the implication of what you say is that the remedy for the issue of abuse lies elsewhere. And I would want this committee then to look at how we tackle that issue of abuse in a separate initiative. It might be that we look at a stricter, more rigorous enforcement of existing laws and agreements. It might be that we hold a parliamentary debate on the question. And so I would want this committee to commit itself to looking at what in fact the remedy is to this question of abuse, because it's a vital issue that we all agree needs a solution without telling unions that they can't go through it, not because the Constitution says so. So that would be my response.
This is not a legal problem. It's a management issue. It's a leadership issue. The laws are there, but you have managers who are teaching it to apply them. Maybe that's also, you see, like the article was saying, this thing of workplace, that the rights that workers have at their workplace, and it truly is a workplace, whether we like it or not, because that's what it's worth. So workers are entitled to the same thing at their place of work within the ambit of the law. So once you say you can't do union activities, you are actually saying teachers, unlike all other workers, have no rights at their workplace. And I don't think that's our intention. But I think we have agreed that there is a problem in our school. Let's look at other ways, either through advocates, but also through our oversight rules, to make sure that the correct thing is happening in our school.
I think everyone is satisfied that for the unconstitutional, you know, we say, you know, stop new access. And everyone is in agreement, as you were saying, that that is a new, you know, a power that is a new day. And we all agree that this matter should be discussed on our platform. And we all need to labor. And I think when we need labor, it can come up here. Now we speak of all our problems that they have when it comes to teaching, to management, lack of leadership, etc. You know, everything that's frustrating us at the moment. Thank you. Are there any other things that people would like to discuss? Yes, I'm going to do some time.
Yes, no,
I'm
understand this school, this section as full of conversation. But when it comes to curriculum, then a person can display their own thinking of the party. So I just explained there, because there's a lot of contradiction in this section. Some is being told the end. Mr. Yetip?
If I understand the member correctly, it's saying that a member of a political party, the same should apply to a member of a union.
Mm-hmm. It says, when you look at it, you know, there could have also implications on that union, you know, almost aligned.
What I'm saying,
but I think that is coming back to the previous point that we discussed.
In that first discussion, we spoke about constitutionality of the union.
To say how do unions get into a school.
So it's regulated elsewhere. And our prayer was that we shouldn't try and regulate it here, because we may just be violating the other one. And please tell us, this is the same argument.
No, I will stop it, because I don't want no one else to speak. Because I think I summed it up. We spoke about the view.
My question is, do the union have a right to enforce on full time? Yes or no?
Yes. Just answer that question, because I think people are really on and said it's regulated. And we spoke about the views in that regulated situation. You're the last person, and we close you.
I thought now we're still rising on something that may not be very it also sets out that are the major concerns we have got around continuing and so on. What is coming up now, probably clear what we're talking about. And I don't think teachers can arrive in a school and start talking about why the interest is just key. Which will be a problem if they have been there for teaching. So, members are right to think we may not have supervised issues which are not regulated or that which teachers may get into a school community and start using it. So, if they are regulated, it means the degree is not there anymore. The only issue may be for us to go to find is what are they sort of approved? How do they come? How do you manage them? Who is there to account on that if it's not happening? Than to go there to authorize in something that is not happening.
I'm closing this right now. I'm closing this right now. I'm just giving you. You are not listening. I think on the members, you are not listening. You want to hear something that you are not hearing. That is the problem here. I'm going to bump you in like that. Something to say, something to say. But I'm open to say, I want to say. Now, I was just going to say, thank you for listening to me. Because we must listen to that one. We always have one voice that makes us uncomfortable, that makes us less. But having said that, and I'm not opening any of this chairs immediately. However, I would have, had I been there before, not that I can say it to them, it would have been even easier, because if you zoom into political parties, per se, you have schools that have been taken over by cars in terms of politics. And I do not know where they are. So in other words, is our business only to close off schools from political parties? What other things could be there? I'm just asking. What other things could be there that could make the same enhancement with us? For me, before now, and I know I get at the end of everything, and I accept that, the time is, but for me, it would have read better if it had, say, no activities, political or otherwise, that would do certain things. Because you may just come at your politics and something else can happen. I accept this is waiting. My wish, but I am interested in this respect, but I am happy to go forward with where things are. Yes, thanks a lot for that. I would like to know. And I think it's important, you know, like to say that to each and everyone. And therefore, you know, I listen. And, like, you know, it's human nature, because I know I have to report to one of the schools. And I gave the report. The way it should be given. And the principal takes me and the teacher, there's something else we wanted. You know, so there's something else that's in your mind that you'd like to add. And I'm going to close this discussion now. I'm closing it.
No, I'm not going to.
I would like to.
Something on the wrong side.
Fine. I'll give you a chart on the wrong side, and then we are going to close it. Yes?
We have changed that
Thank you.
Thank you.